听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. The great holiday Easter will be celebrated this coming Sunday. Perhaps you've never heard of Easter. Or if you have, you think it has something to do with fluffy rabbits and chocolate eggs. Well, if you're in either of these two categories, then this lesson is for you. For the next 2 days, we're going to look at the real reason people all over the world we'll celebrate Easter this weekend. Let's jump into the lesson right now. Please open your magazines to page 14 and read with us the story of Easter.
The story of Easter. What is the real reason that people celebrate Easter? More than 2,000 years ago, a special baby named Jesus was born in Israel. Around age 30, Jesus began teaching people about God's love, claiming that he was God's son. People were amazed. They were also surprised by his ability to heal, and some traveled long distances to be healed. Jealous of Jesus' popularity, the Jewish religious leaders began plotting to capture him. The arrest and crucifixion. One night, while Jesus was praying in a garden, soldiers arrested him. They took him to the local religious leaders for questioning.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for our holidays article this month. And as you might already know, it's Easter time. And so today we're going to be looking at the real reason that people celebrate Easter. So from our deck, you might be able to guess that we'll be talking about the real story or the original historical story about Jesus, the man at the center of the Christian religion.
That's right. Oftentimes when we hear about Easter, we hear about Easter bunnies and candy and Easter baskets, and that's all fun and we enjoy that as well. But today, let's learn about the real story of Easter. In our text, it says more than 2,000 years ago, a special baby named Jesus was born in Israel. Now, you might remember from a few months ago, we celebrated the holiday Christmas. And Christmas is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. So that was almost 2,000 years ago, a little more than 2,000 years ago, actually, in Israel. But then Jesus grew up.
Okay, and so now, in Easter, we celebrate his more adult, well, a period of time in his adult life, not just his birth, but now his death and his resurrection, which we'll talk about. Well, our article goes on to say that around age 30, Jesus began teaching people about God's love, claiming that he was God's son. Now, if Jesus is claiming to be God's son, that means that he's telling people that he has a very special relationship with God, the creator of the universe. And actually, the way that this might have sounded was that Jesus was claiming to be kind of equal with God.
And the text continues by saying that people were amazed. They were amazed to hear this coming from Jesus. And not only were they surprised by that, but they were also surprised by his ability to heal. And that means to make people well. He healed people of their physical disabilities and of their illnesses. And he even healed people, for example, sometimes if they were blind, they could not see, he would be able to make them see again. So people were amazed by Jesus, by his teachings that he was God's son and by his ability to heal people. But not everyone appreciated what Jesus was doing and what Jesus was saying.
Right. There were some people who became jealous of Jesus' popularity. And as you can imagine, that if Jesus is healing all of these people, his popularity is growing. And so people are coming from great distances to come be healed by Jesus and also to listen to his teachings. Well, the Jewish leaders became jealous, which means that they became angry that Jesus had something that they did not have. And Jesus had something that the Jewish religious leaders wanted. And so they were jealous.
And so jealous of Jesus' popularity, Jewish religious leaders began plotting to capture him. We will take a closer look at this sentence in just a moment, but let's go to Liz with Grammar on the Go first.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Jerusalem. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about why we celebrate Easter. And the events described in today's article took place here in Jerusalem. I'm actually standing on the Mount of Olives, and what you see behind me is the section known as the Old City. It is a magnificent place to explore. But before I head over there, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Jealous of Jesus' popularity, the Jewish religious leaders began plotting to capture him. Another way to say the sentence would be, the Jewish religious leaders were jealous of Jesus' popularity, so they began plotting to capture him. But that just sounds a bit long and wordy, so to shorten it and get right to the point, consider using this sentence pattern. Adjective phrase plus subject plus verb. So in the case of today's sentence, the writer begins with the adjective phrase, jealous of Jesus' popularity. It describes the feelings of the Jewish religious leaders, which is the subject of the sentence, and the verb is began, followed by the object plotting to capture him. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to talk about how the subject's action is because of a certain feeling. For example, you can say, angry at his parents' decision, Tom stomped back to his room. Or, confused about her test scores, Teresa called her teacher for an explanation. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Jerusalem. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So if these religious leaders were plotting to capture Jesus or plotting to catch and get keep him in control, well, that means that they were planning this capture. They were planning in a very secret way, probably something that they shouldn't be doing. That's what you're doing when you're plotting something.
So there was plotting going on to arrest Jesus because people were jealous of his ability to heal and because of the things he was claiming about being God's son. So the next part of our text is called the arrest and crucifixion. Now that is a long word, and it is referring to a form of putting people to death, a form of killing people, and it's where people who were criminals were hung on a cross and fastened there with nails and left there to die. Very, very painful way to be put to death, but it was a fairly common way for criminals to be put to death during Jesus' day. And so we are going to find out that Jesus received a crucifixion in this portion of our text.
Okay, and our article says that one night while Jesus was praying in a garden, soldiers arrested him. They took him to the local religious leaders for questioning, or they took him to the religious leaders so that they could question him or ask him several questions. Well, we're going to come back to this story after the break, but before we take a break, let's watch a skit.
The Jewish religious leaders wanted Jesus put to death. But the Roman governor, Pilate, couldn't find a reason to kill him.
Why? What crime has he committed?
But the people demanded the death of Jesus.
Crucify him! Crucify him!
The people swayed Pilate. But before he handed Jesus over to be killed, he did something interesting. He took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility.
In English, we talk about washing our hands of something. It means we don't want to be responsible. We don't want the blame for something. Maybe your friend is about to do something bad, and you say, "Do what you want, but I wash my hands of it." Of course, it's easy to say,
"I wash my hands of this."
But you may still be responsible for what happens. People still blame Pilate for letting Jesus be put to death.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. We're asking the question, what is the real reason people celebrate Easter? And to help us understand this lesson a little more, we've asked our own Doris Brohm to explain more about Easter. Doris?
Hi, Easter greetings, you know, from Peng Meng Hui. Easter is a very special holiday. It comes in the spring, reminds us of new life. And I grew up with Easter. I always loved Easter because that's when spring really started. And then we have the special holiday when we found out the news that that is when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So Easter has always been special. And people get up early in the morning. And I often had to get up early in the morning and play my trumpet when we went outside on the hills, and many people in all the city would gather together to welcome in Easter. So I hope you enjoy Easter and learn more about it this year.
Thank you, Doris. We'll visit with her again tomorrow as she gives us more insight as to the real meaning of Easter. Right now, let's revisit the topic of Jesus's crucifixion, so crucial to the Easter story. We'll pick up the reading now on line 3 in the right-hand column.
The story of Easter. The leaders wanted to put him to death, but could find no evidence. Then they took him to Pilate, the region's Roman governor, and he couldn't find Jesus guilty of anything either. However, the people, swayed by the local leaders, demanded his death. And so Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. After beating him, the soldiers hammered Jesus' hands and feet to a cross. With people mocking him as he suffered, Jesus displayed his love by asking God to forgive them. After about 6 hours, he breathed his final breath.
Welcome back. So we have just learned that soldiers have arrested Jesus. He was praying in a garden and they came after him, but they took him in and we find out that the leaders wanted to put Jesus to death, but they could find no evidence. Chip, they could find no evidence to put Jesus to death. What does that mean?
Right. Well, when people are looking for evidence, that means that they're looking for reasons to believe something. And often when we're talking about evidence, we're talking about facts and information that proves something or that shows something to be true. And in this case, they were looking for evidence that Jesus was guilty. Now, today in the courtrooms, Chelsea, we have evidence like DNA and sometimes we use fingerprints, and these are forms of evidence that show someone to be guilty.
Right, but back then, during Jesus' day, they would not have had these forms of evidence. They would have used different means to find someone guilty, and they could find no evidence on Jesus. So they took him to Pilate. And Pilate was a Roman leader, and we find out in the next part that he was actually the region's Roman governor. So he was very high-standing official, and he even could not find Jesus guilty of anything. So, Chip, to me, it seems like Jesus is innocent. They're trying to arrest this man for the things he says and the things he does, but they really can't find any evidence to prove that he has done anything wrong.
Right. Well, and actually, our article has already told us and helped us understand that these religious leaders were jealous. Essentially, they were angry at Jesus because he had popularity and fame in such a way that they wanted that, but they didn't have it. And so they were jealous, and probably that's a major part of the reason why they were doing some of the things that they were doing.
So the leaders have nothing to find him guilty. Pilate cannot find him guilty of anything because there is no evidence. But then it falls into the people's hands, the people of the area, the citizens. And it says in our text that they were swayed by the local leaders and demanded Jesus's death. So if you're swayed by something, that means that you are persuaded or you want to believe something that people tell you. So it sounds like maybe the religious leaders of the day who were trying to find Jesus guilty, they persuaded or swayed the citizens to believe that Jesus was guilty.
Right. They convinced the citizens to believe this. So the citizens were swayed by the religious leaders. And so then they demanded his death. And so Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. Now there's a couple words in that sentence that we should probably look at. First of all, the word crucified is the verb of crucifixion. As Chelsea shared earlier, the crucifixion is the kind of death or the kind of death sentence that Jesus received. So we can say that Pilate had Jesus crucified, or he gave Jesus the experience of a crucifixion. Now, if Pilate hands Jesus over, what does that mean, Chelsea?
Well, to hand over means to give someone or something to someone else so that that person can control it. So Pilate was basically saying, I do not find Jesus guilty of anything, so I am handing him over, or I'm giving him to you, the people, to do what you want with him. Now it's in your control.
Okay, so handing him over to be crucified. Well, after beating him, the soldiers hammered Jesus' hands and feet to a cross. Now, a cross is the tool that's used in a crucifixion where two beams of wood cross each other, and the man, the criminal, is hung by his hands and his feet on the cross. And with people mocking him as he suffered, Jesus displayed his love by asking God to forgive them. Now, Chelsea, what does mocking mean?
Well, mocking means to make fun of or to laugh at. So people were laughing at Jesus as he was being crucified and as he suffered this very, very painful death. But even though people were mocking him, he continued to show his love by asking God, his Father, to forgive them. And after about 6 hours, he breathed his final breath. But that is not the end of the story. There is more after Jesus' death that's very exciting. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But first, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, I finished the survey you gave me yesterday.
Thanks, Ken. I know it was a heavy cross to bear, but I hope it didn't waste too much of your time.
What do you mean, a heavy cross to bear?
Oh, I was using an English phrase I learned from Linda this morning. Do you want to hear her explanation?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Today's article mentions that Jesus was nailed to the cross. Before that happened, he had to carry it. The entire cross was too heavy to carry. That's where the phrase, a heavy cross to bear, comes from. It describes a very tough situation or person that you are responsible for. We all have our crosses to bear in life.
Well, in that case, learning English is a heavy cross to bear.
It can be. But, Ken, you like to learn English, right?
I do, but it can be very difficult.
Well, in that case, you shouldn't use this phrase. Normally, this phrase is used for things we don't like at all. For instance, washing the dishes was Sam's cross to bear.
Oh, so he hated washing the dishes.
That's right. You know, another phrase just crossed my mind.
Crossed your mind?
Yes, that means I remember something or I have another idea.
Oh, so what crossed your mind?
Cross your fingers.
Cross my fingers?
No, not like that. Cross your fingers on one hand, like this. That means to wish or hope for something to happen. Let's cross our fingers and hope we get a day off from work.
Okay, let's cross our fingers that I can remember all of these phrases.
Let's cross our fingers that I can put away all of these books, which is what I'm going to do right now.
Okay, Ashley, if any other phrases cross your mind, let me know.
I will.
Cross 是十字架。A heavy cross to bear, 字面上是背负沉重的十字架，意思就是忍受或者承担痛苦。Cross 当作动词表示交叉，片语 cross one's fingers, 交叉手指，就是把中指放在食指上，做成像十字架的交叉状。十字架在西方代表上帝，所以 cross one's fingers 有祝福或祈求好运的意思。比如说 I am crossing my fingers that nothing bad will happen to him. 我祈求不幸的事不会降临在他身上。也可以说 keep your fingers crossed, 就是希望未来有好运一切顺利。Cross 也可以表示越过或者度过。如果一件事情 cross your mind, 越过你的脑海就是浮现在你的脑海里。好，一起来看今天的 language tips。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第二重点我们看 plot 这个动词。我们学过 plot 当名词是指计谋或小说中的情节，但是 plot 在这里是当动词，意思是密谋或者是策划。至于它的现在分词或者是过去分词或过去式都是字尾的 T 要重复，再加上 ing 或 ed。例如 ,the prisoners plotted an escape but got caught.这些囚犯本来密谋要越狱，但是被识破，或者是 The robbers were plotting to rob the bank on the corner. 这些抢匪计划要抢转角的这家银行。接下来我们看的是 crucify 这个动词。Crucify 是指把某人的手脚钉在十字架上处以极刑。例如 The criminal was crucified. 这名罪犯被钉死在十字架上。Crucify 也可以指严厉的对待或者是虐待某人。例如 ,Sandra knew she would be crucified if her boss found out that she lost the important document. Sandra 知道她老板如果发现她搞丢了这份重要的文件时，一定会让她吃不完兜着走。最后我们看的是 mock 这个动词。注意 O 在这里是发 R 的音念成 mock。mock 是指嘲弄或嘲笑。例如Kids at school mocked the boy because of his height. 这个男孩学校的同学因为他的身高而嘲笑他。Mock 也指嘲弄的模仿。例如 ,the naughty students mocked the way the teacher spoke and acted. 这些淘气的学生们嘲弄的模仿这位老师的说话和举止。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
The Story of Easter. What is the real reason that people celebrate Easter? More than 2,000 years ago, a special baby named Jesus was born in Israel. Around age 30, Jesus began teaching people about God's love, claiming that he was God's son. People were amazed. They were also surprised by his ability to heal.And some traveled long distances to be healed. Jealous of Jesus' popularity, the Jewish religious leaders began plotting to capture him. The Arrest and Crucifixion. One night, while Jesus was praying in a garden, soldiers arrested him. They took him to the local religious leaders for questioning. The leaders wanted to put him to death but could find no evidence. Then they took him to Pilate, the region's Roman governor, and he couldn't find Jesus guilty of anything either. However, the people, swayed by the local leaders, demanded his death. And so Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. After beating him, the soldiers hammered Jesus' hands and feet to a cross. With people mocking him as he suffered, Jesus displayed his love by asking God to forgive them. After about 6 hours, he breathed his final breath.
Cairo Arrival.
Chapter 1.
I remember seeing you putting your cell phone back in it after you called the hotel. Did you have much money in it?
No, Dad advised me not to travel with much money and to watch my belongings carefully. I guess I just wasn't on guard. I am a bit tired from the flight, but who could have stolen it? Look, the place is half empty. No one was on either side of our table.
Well, I don't see it. I'm sorry, Jenny. It looks like it's gone. I can't believe this. We just left. We couldn't have been gone for more than 5 minutes.
Here he is. He says he has not seen your purse, ma'am.
Who? What?
Your waiter. He doesn't remember seeing your purse.
Oh, no, not him. The tall, thin guy with a mustache.
Oh, you must mean Abdul, our new assistant host. Anwa, please go ask Abdul to come here. I am so sorry about this, ma'am. I'm sure we'll get it sorted out. Are you visiting us here in Cairo?
I just arrived, and I'm afraid I'm not off to a good start. How could someone have taken it? Would you mind helping us call the police?
The police? Oh, no, ma'am. I don't think we need to do that. Let's talk to Abdul first. I'm sure he might be able to...
He's gone. The chef said he just saw him running out the back door.
Well, crucifixion was a terrible form of punishment invented by the Romans. It's been said that crucifixion was so horrible, there was no suitable word to describe the agony and torment those being crucified went through. So the Romans, being creative people, invented a new word, and that word is excruciating. Today, excruciating is a very powerful word used to express intense, unendurable pain. Okay, tomorrow's lesson should be a lot happier than today's. Come back tomorrow and find out why. Until then, friends, have a great day.